Scotty K.
If you get a bunch of gifts for your wedding and then you cancel the wedding the week before, should you be sending the gifts back? I'll read you this message and then you can respond accordingly. 312-946-4995. This one came from Amanda. She says, Scotty, one of my closest friends was getting married and they canceled the wedding a week before. The problem is most of us had already sent gifts from their registry. We all sidebar and had a group chat wondering if she was going to send them back, and she said she wasn't going to. Her reasoning was that she is still moving into a new house. She still needs all those things. The only difference is she has them alone and not with her partner. So there's no reason to send them back. They were gifts for her. She said, call them breakup gifts. Well, I didn't get her a breakup gift. I got her a wedding gift, and now the wedding's not happening. Do you think I should get the gifts back? Okay, interesting question, because right off the bat, first thing, it's like, yeah, obviously you should send them back. But she brings up a good point. Like, they send her gifts. She could still use those things. And now, I don't know if you see this, recently there's been like a new trend of divorce registries. And so people, when they get divorced, they do a registry because most of the time they're moving into a house by themselves. They're kind of starting over a little bit and they need things, right? And that could fall under that same category. It just changed from a wedding registry to a breakup registry. And so I kind of think she brings up some good points of getting to keep the gifts. I mean, you already bought them. You already sent them to them. Why not let him keep them? 312-946-4995. Cindy in Lake Bluff, you heard that Amanda bought her friend some wedding gifts. They canceled the wedding a week before, and she wants the wedding gifts back. She's like, no, I'm going to keep these. They're breakup gifts now. Well, should she be sending these gifts back?
Oh, my gosh. I was driving and laughed out loud when I heard you. Well, I see it both ways, but to be honest, I think that's super clever. I mean, I feel like, you know, on one hand, yes, probably should send them back, but how clever of her to think of that.
Yeah, do you think there was ever a wedding? Do you think this was just one big scam?
Well, you know, honestly, like I said, I laughed out loud, but I think it's a super clever idea,
right?
Especially when you brought out the trend about the divorce registries.
Right, so off the bat, that's kind of, it's like right at the beginning, you're like, oh yeah, they should obviously send the gift back. And then you're kind of like, well, actually, maybe not.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if she needs stuff,
right,
she's trying to set up on her own, you know, she's probably like, yeah, I want to unpack that toaster. I want to use that blender.
Yeah, I want that $700 set of knives. You never know. Thank you for calling.
Welcome. Thank you. Have a good night.
Stacey in Woodstock, do you think that they should be sending the wedding gifts back since they didn't end up going through with the wedding?
So overall, absolutely send them back. And I have a three-part theory to this. Is one, if it came from the other person's side, why would you want to keep those gifts? Two, now that you're not getting married, you have some more time on your hands. Just work to buy what you want. And three, your true friends, even though you send them back, they're probably going to get together and give you what you need.
So you're thinking the right thing to do is probably send the gifts back, but if she has the right people around her, she'll get what she needs anyways.
Correct.
So I can't get here soon enough.